things are different in here.
It's good. Welcome back, Kings, Queens.
Hi.
To another episode of the Peasant Party Podcast. I am your host, Charlotte Warren. To my right is everyone's favorite person. Reintroduce yourself.
Hi.
Say your name for the people listening to the
audio.
I'm
Annabelle. Nice to meet you.
What's new with you?
Nothing. A lot, but nothing. Also, I went to Born Free, the motorcycle show.
That's where you were.
This weekend, yeah, Yellow Rose Canyon. My best friend, as you know, is a photographer, so she was part of the art show, and I was her plus one.
Nice.
Which, like, I don't like motorcycles. I don't want to get on the back of one.
Fuck
Mom,
no.
I will never forget this. Mom telling us when we were younger, when we were in, like, high school, middle school, being like, you never get on the back of a motorcycle, no matter how cute the boy is. Don't ever get on the back, because even if you're doing everything right, you get in an accident, you lose. Even if it's the other person, you still lose. Okay, so that's always been stuck in my head. So I like don't like motorcycles, but I had to kind of put on a show this weekend, pretend that I do. It was fun. It was super fun.
It's a cool hobby for people who like it. I fucking hate motorcycles. I swear it was like the beginning of it, the end of one of my like past relationships. Like, I think it's a cool hobby for people that like it to have. I don't want to be on the back of one. I almost feel like being on the back is worse because the seat's smaller and it's not up to you. It's like up to your life.
Yeah, you are at the mercy of someone else. Also, dating someone with a motorcycle, like, this is perhaps a very controversial belief, and I might get in trouble for saying this out loud, but I think that if you are a parent, you shouldn't be riding a motorcycle.
Yeah.
No offense, but I don't think you should. I think if you're a father, you should not be riding a motorcycle. Like, I mean, hello? It's like that your likelihood of death is so much higher,
I felt like I was gonna die every time I was on it. Like, it was also like the person too. Like, I mean, I think there's a difference between like a Harley and a street bike. I was with somebody that had like a street, like, the seat was like this big.
Sucks.
He would like zip around, and then all of a sudden it was like our trip to go from point A to point B. We'd bump into a friend, then all of a sudden, let's do a little ride around town. They'd like race them,
and you're stuck. I hate that. I hate that. Yeah, they're just gonna take you wherever they want to go.
And like they zip, like getting like he would get like mad at like a car or something, and then it's like, dude, are you fucking?
I hate that so much.
Did you watch this like viral TikTok by a creator? Her name is Sprightly or Sprightly Not the Soda. She is a singer. She has like 90,000 followers. And part of the reason I think this video went so viral is because she delivered it in like a very fun kind of song format. Like, that's never not going to get attention with like slideshow overlay. Basically, it was a song retelling of how she moved from LA with her now ex-boyfriend to Austin. I don't think she's here anymore. And then 4 months, they were there together for 3.5 years overall. 4 months after moving here to Austin, she literally says, you know, her boyfriend went on family vacation, comes back and sits on the couch that just arrived, hands her a note that sits with her while she reads it, that says, we have nothing in common, and breaks up with her. She's just moved to Austin. She says,
that's so funny that happened to me.
Yeah, like she says, you know, I quit my job. I used my life savings to get settled here. I quit my improv troupe.
She moved for him, really.
Yes.
He wanted to move and she moved with him.
Yes. Apparently his dad lives out here.
Oh.
I do think, like, from what it sounds like, he moved to LA to be with her at one point. She moved to Florida to live with her mom, to be closer to her mom after all this happened. So she's no longer here in Austin. Otherwise, we would invite her on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, that is kind of a viral TikTok. Now, there's a lot of kind of response to it, whether it's stitches or comments. Mostly from women that are basically, I don't know if victim blaming or shaming is the right word, but basically, you know, kind of, I think there's like some empathy, but kind of having this whole like moral mountain of like, you know, like never move for a man you're not married to. This is why you don't move with a man you're not married to. You know, some people saying you were together for 3.5 years and there's no ring. Like, what do you mean? Like, you know, you shouldn't be, if you're with someone for more than 2 years without a ring, like there was the red flag, like, you know, saying like, what red flags did you not see earlier? Like that was like a big response. And there are a few creators that have called this out, and some like that have called out this out for like similar videos, kind of where, you know, woman makes a decision, like kind of gets screwed over by a guy, and like the kind of like victim blame gets thrown back at her. The kind of contradictory opinion by one other creator was, you know, why are women so quick to victim blame? You know, is this something where you want to just feel so in control? Like, this would never happen to me. Like, I don't know. Like, can you really control for this? So it's not so much delivery as much as it is the response that's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. The response is kind of what I have an issue with, because that situation to me sounds really common.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard that story dozens of times, specifically for moving like to Austin or to any city. Mm-hmm. I think that happens a lot. A couple moves to a city and there's something about like the upheaval of your schedules where you now have to redesign your schedule, and like you're either spending more time or less time with them, different environment. It's just different. Mm-hmm. I will say this. I think really what it comes down to is like maturity and experience. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't really know that, like, oh, don't ever move to a new city with someone you're not married to. You wouldn't know that until you go through it, because prior to that it's like, yeah, but I would go with my boyfriend, like it's fine and everything would be fine. You don't know until you do it.
Exactly.
So, and I think honestly this man probably knew that she was not the one before they moved. I don't think this was like a totally, it came over him all of a sudden and he realized. I think he probably wanted to move and didn't want to end things with her, knew it would be messy to do that in LA, like just knew. And I can say that from personal experience.
Because like my thought with it is like there's so many people that are like, this guy always knew. And like my thought was actually, because I feel like it sort of puts people in a position where like is the only way to like win or be a good person to like marry a person, like
never
allowed to change your mind. Cause that's like another thing people brought up is like, are people not allowed to change their mind? And I think there's just the feeling too of like moves bring out things like it forces you to kind of take a step at financial situations. Like you're packing stuff in boxes, you're unpacking stuff. Like memories are coming around. Like you don't have like the factors of like your friends like and stuff like you might be around, like, you know, if you're moving closer to family, like other family members. Like I do think like the change of scenery, like the stress, like, you know, maybe like was there weird red flaggy feelings always there? Probably. Could he articulate them, you know, as he was leaving Los Angeles? I don't know. Cause like, I think you were in a similar situation.
Yes.
You were the bad guy.
And I was the bad guy. And I still look back and think that I'm the bad guy. And I think, I was 26 at the time. But before moving, it was like a long road up to moving. And honestly, part of coming to the realization that I didn't want to be with this person forever was the process of getting ready to move. Mm-hmm. As we were getting ready to do it, because I told him, like, I'm going. And you don't have to go. I don't want to take you away from your life. But I am going, for me. And you can come. You can come if you want, but I'm going. And just the, like, lack of engagement in, like, the hard work of moving. You know, I'm here checking out apartments, and I called him. Basically, I figured everything out, got my job, got the apartment. All you need to do is sign on the dotted line, log into the portal and sign on the dotted line. And he like couldn't even freaking figure that out. And so at that point, I remember that day very clearly being like, this is a huge mistake. This is a huge mistake. I should not be moving with this person. But also in your head, you're not, I don't think you fully understand how big of a deal it is to move yourself and someone else and potentially a pet until you do it. And then you're like, holy shit, this is completely, this is so much more than I could have planned for. So it's like the stress of moving is so underrated. And then, also just like, the change in environment, the change of pace, that was a huge thing. Like, it was like, I knew in my head, like, I don't want to be with this guy forever. But after moving, it took 1 month. It took 1 month of him, can't get employed, my card's getting declined, and I'm sitting around the house all the time. And it took 1 month before I was like, this is intolerable. I can't do it anymore. So I really, I mean, everybody's different, but I really do think she probably got duped a little bit. She probably was looking at their relationship like, yes, of course, this is a forever thing. And he probably wasn't.
Yeah. Like,
and that's on him. He should have said something. I knew I should have said something. I like remember being like, fuck, this is wrong. But it felt like it was too late.
Yeah.
It felt like it was too late. He had already told everyone that we're moving together. And it just like, and I just thought, oh, maybe if we move, things will be better. There's another, yeah, you know, line of thinking is like maybe if we move, things will get better because like, he'll work harder. And
everything you're, yeah, like everything you're saying to me, I feel like is like something you say like 3 years out where it's like you look back, you're like, this probably wasn't right. Like, I remember when you were about to move here, these were not things you were saying to me. Like, I don't think you would have, I think if it was on the back of your mind, it was probably one of those where like, in your mind, like, I really do think like if you were like, this is a, you were thinking like, this is just something I can't do, like you would have stopped it. I also think you did tell him, I know that, like, I'm doing this with or without you, this is my opportunity. Yeah. I don't know what this girl was told. I don't know if it's like a, we're moving, this is an us thing, we're gonna,
yeah, totally. But
like, if you tag along for a, I'm doing this with or without you, that's a different story than like, let's start our lives together.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, yeah, I also think like the constant like people bringing up like, especially, it's always funny when like people that are very young and not like not married like are just like, what do you mean you went this long without a ring? And it's like, you're an 18-year-old girl. What? But like,
yeah,
I don't think a marriage would have solved this. Like,
that is such a myth. Well, so I think probably what people mean when they say like, oh, you didn't have a ring on your finger first, I think that means more like you should be married for a certain amount of time, like, and in solidarity completely before you move with someone. I think being, you know, in like a sort of flimsy relationship, or even just kind of like a boyfriend girlfriend, were they living together
back? Years they were living together in LA.
Yeah, I mean, I was living with my ex too, but I think there's just less assuredness in it, you know. I think, yeah, if they were married, then they have already like looked each other in the eye and said, I commit to you, I commit my life to you. And so like, of course, moving, of course, when you're moving, you're gonna get through the bumps. But I think if he had any doubt in his mind, and then you get here and there's bumps and there's other women, that's the other thing about Austin is like, oh my God, the women here are smart, funny, talented, stunningly beautiful, like everywhere.
They came from LA though.
Yeah, they came from LA. They came from LA, but I think there's something different about
the energy here. It's a different kind of hot.
Like, it's a different kind of hot. It's like a friendly hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a warm hot, like, to at least the way that I understand it. And, you know, it's an approachable, like, easygoing, sexy. So I really do think that plays into the Peter Pan syndrome. I mean, Peter Pan syndrome is used loosely. When I say that, I just mean men being, I have other options. Like, you know, I could explore other options. Or you move to any city. You move to any new city. And all of a sudden, all of these new people, all of these new opportunities, all these new things, and you just kind of have your old relationship that you have to, like, if you feel like you have to drag them along to adapt to new situations. Defending the man. I'm sorry. Oh, no, I should
totally, because I like, my thought too is like, when I think of this is like, I don't think a marriage would have saved this. When I think of all the divorces that I can think of, there was something. If it wasn't a move, if it wasn't a move, it was like a new job, some new lifestyle switch change that like spawned a divorce or a breaking off an engagement. Like, that's which is why I'm like, this isn't like, this is not like a, you're not like, it's not, it wouldn't be safe by a marriage. And some people are like, oh, well, you know, maybe she could have gotten money out of this. It's like, this isn't like a case of like, you married to someone for 30 years and you gave up a career and like, now you have no marketable skills. It's like, you're 2 27-year-olds. Like,
yeah,
marriage wouldn't have saved this. Like,
yeah,
you know, people who've gotten like, what, she has to go give back a ring, and like, if you're engaged, like, oh, give back a ring, hey, the wedding's off. Like, I think it's way, that would be way worse. Or like,
yeah,
oh, we gotta call a divorce lawyer when I'm here in a new city. Like, what the fuck?
Every,
like, most divorce, like, if it wasn't cheating, it was like something like this.
Yes. Yeah, a move is huge. New job. Being suddenly around very different people, you know. It's not just like, oh, I'm around other women. It could be I'm around other men and they're influencing me differently. They're influencing me to like new things, or appreciate new things or go new places. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Oh my God. It brings me back to like one memory I have. And it was like, you'll know what family I'm talking about when I bring it up. But like this family, like the dad was always like a soccer coach. There's four kids in the family. We went to like high school with them growing up. And like the parents were like cops. They were like, you know, married for like 30 years or something. And then the mom, I don't know what it was, but like she got like I don't know if it was the FBI or like something with like, she had to go to Sacramento mm-hmm. from Ventura. And then I remember because I was on the soccer team with the daughter. She was like, oh, well, she's going to go up there for training to Sacramento. Oh, where's your mom? Oh, she's doing training. Like this family was together for years.
Yeah.
And like she went up for training and then lo and behold, like divorce. And like the family kind of fell apart.
Damn, dude. But it's you like, go up there and some shit happens and you destroy your family.
Like a whole move. But like it's like these like marriage doesn't save these things. Like a move, a change of scenery, like you kind of have to be like in, or you have to like kind of say beforehand, like, what if I get my dream job and it's in another city? Like, that's another reason, like, I see like all these, I've seen divorces is like people are like, it was COVID, like, everything's remote. Like, who cares about moving? I can just mm-hmm. do it remote. And then lo and behold, now people are getting dream jobs. Oh, fuck, I have to move to New York. We didn't agree on this. Like, mm-hmm. what do you mean, New York? Like, those are the divorces that I'm seeing right
mm-hmm.
now.
I almost wonder if it's like better to be like, okay, I'm going to move first. And then while you gather your bearings and get ready, you can meet me after a few months and see if you can do a few months apart from each other or if you really miss each other. I mean, who knows? I just think about that, you know, because it's like, what if I, you know, wanted to move to a new city and my partner wasn't necessarily ready or needed to make more money or whatever, but I'm like, doing what I'm gonna do.
Know what's gonna pop up either. Like, it's like, you never know, like, what if I get like a job opportunity somewhere, like, I've never, you know, we never talked about how we feel about XYZ city, like, mm-hmm. I want to take it, like, well, I don't, you know, what do you
yeah,
whose job do you take? Like, I've heard of some couples having like a one for me, one for you kind of thing, like we get to keep it in our like quiver, like, obviously, like, within reason, like, we'll do one move and like change for like a dream for you. You get your one move ever and you have to know it's right. We each get our one like move choice or whatever.
Oof, God, yeah, being in a relationship is so much compromise. That's why you should just be single.
I mean, like,
and then you can do whatever you want.
Exactly. And no, like, I do think, like, it brings, like, another kind of thing up where it's, like, the general victim blaming of women. Mm-hmm. Like, or, mm-hmm. like, and it's not even so much, like, these kinds of things, but it's, like, women trying to be, like, hey, your man is, like, a bad dude. And, like, how frequently, like, I feel like that happens. Like, you see it on TikTok a lot. I'm, like, totally going back and looking up at notes. But, like, you know, why is this so
what do you mean common? Your man is a bad dude?
So, I'll give an example. So, okay. You ever see, like, the couch guy saga?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that blew up the entire internet. Guy and girl, and she's like, shows this video and she's like excited to just like see her boyfriend. And like, I've seen the interviews after, like, he's kind of just like a mild mannered, awkward kid. And like, it looks kind of weird from the angle they're at. Like, she goes, like, they're freshmen in college. She goes to visit him, knocks on the door. She walks in, he's sitting between two girls. They're looking at a phone. And then he gets up and sees her. It looks like kind of surprised and like lanky, awkward, gives her a hug and like looks around and everyone's like, oh, he was totally cheating on you with those two girls or something.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he was cheating. That just means weird. He was caught in a position that's not going to look good to your girlfriend. Obviously, if she was there, he wouldn't have done that. But I think it's one of those things where it's just like, you're not trying to fuck up the vibe of the party or whatever. Yeah. I feel like, yeah, seeing that video of the couch guy, I was kind of like, well, I don't know. The thing
is, like, what happened after that, though, is like, you know, the girl's like, okay, she posted the video and like it was a good moment for her, whatever. Like, and it was kind of like, you know, sure, the whole internet's gonna make fun of it and everyone needs like a thing to laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
But like, then she's kind of saying, you know, hey, everything's good here. I think his name is Robbie. They are still together today. I have looked.
No way.
They're still together. They were together in high school. They've known each other forever. And she's like, hey, like, this is fine. Like I think he, like, Robbie wrote, a whole like Substack piece where it's like, this is what it's like to have your whole life like dissected and like just like, whatever. But like, she's like, you know, he's just kind of an awkward guy. And like, however, like, it wasn't so much like, it was the response back where it was like all these people that were like, Lauren, we were for you or whatever, like, you know, people that were like, Lauren, like, we're here to help you. And when, you know, when she says like, hey, like, I love my boyfriend, this is just kind of an awkward video, like, can you leave me alone? It was like, well, fuck you, like, you won't listen, like, blah, 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 like, just she, like, kind of shaming her for saying that. And this happened so, like, recently. I have a friend on TikTok, I'll just say her name because she's a relatively big, but her name's Carly. Carly is married to the love of her life. She posts a video on TikTok, and it is like, she, like, stuff about how she met her husband, and it was, here's, you know, my friend was swiping on The League, so an app that not really anybody uses. It's a shitty, it's like a shitty Raya wannabe for corporate people.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like, oh no, like, my boyfriend, my husband now, like, left his profile up, and lo and behold, like, my friend came across it. Like, isn't this so funny? A bunch of old pictures. She posts it, whatever, and then there's people commenting on it being like, uh-oh, like, that wouldn't happen. He means he must be cheating. And so,
yeah,
I think she just, like, didn't want to deal with the blowback, like, deletes it. And then some, like, random ass girl, like, makes a video being like, this is my niche drama I'm following, like, Carly's husband is cheating on her. And, like, Carly's like, no, he's not. And, like, her friends are, like, standing up for her, being like, hey, like, their marriage is fine, like, can you guys like, fuck off. And people are like, no, like, you, like, the girl, the friends that are, like, standing up for the husband are, they're like, this is the people your husband's cheating with. And, like, people keep, like, referencing, like, the like, Bumble bylaws and, like, Hinge, where it's like, they're not going to show you profiles that haven't been active for more than 30 days. The League is like, no one uses The League.
Okay.
Like, The League isn't deleting old profiles. Like, nobody is on The League. Like, if you, like, go on The League, like, people yeah. will show up quickly. And, like, no one uses it. Like, people, like, it was one of those where it had, like, a lot of, like, hype, but then it just sucked as an app. So a lot of people, yeah. like, downloaded it, forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. I usually believe, like, when there's smoke, there's fire, and, like, blah, blah, blah. But, like, if you read, like, people literally, like, look at the bylaws, and people are like, well, Hinge, like, you know, if they're not active. But people just literally, like, she's posting her honeymoon videos, and people are like, Carly, show the text. Like, that's your husband who's cheating on you. Like, you look at this guy's not cheating on her.
Right. Like, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, it kind of reminds me of the, like, internet sleuths.
Yeah.
Gumshoe detectives on the internet who are like, I think I have enough evidence here to make a judgment call. And then you misdiagnosed the Boston bomber or whatever. Like, because you thought you... Yes, dude. We did it.
No.
Yeah.
And, like, you see that, and it's like, I'm women supporting women. It's like, until the woman says, like, hey, can you kind of fuck off? Like, you're wrong here. And then, like, if there's any response other than, like, you hero, like, they're like, well, fuck you. Like,
which
you-
is crazy. However, I will say, like, seeing videos on TikTok of different, like, women, different situations, whether they're discussing something, talking about something that happened, or you're seeing the dynamic between husband and wife, a lot of times, you know, where it seems like there's, like, a weird dynamic between them, you look at the rest of their videos and they're all like that. It's all, like, yeah. silly, husband has an attitude, he knows that she's taking a video and they're doing this on purpose. But I always look at the comments, and my favorite comment is just, may this type of love never find me.
Yeah.
You're not,
there's nothing wrong with
intruding, like, you're that, not, yeah. yeah, but it is, it helps me understand, like, okay, I'm not imagining things. Like, I would be mad if someone spoke to me that way. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they have some kind of agreement or whatever, but, like, to see other people be like, yikes, it makes me kind of like, okay, I know to not accept that moving forward.
Yeah. No, and, like, yeah, because there's just, it feels like it's like people, they're not there to help people. They want to be, have their hero moment. They want to be the guy who caught the cheater.
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, when you don't get the response you want from the person that you were so insistent on helping, you're like, what do you mean I don't get my hero moment?
Right,
like,
right.
You dumbass, like, you delusional asshole. It's like, how women supporting women of you? Like, no one can identify Skits either. It's silly.
No one can identify Skits. Oh my god, I can.
I think most people can. Like, I post very, like, videos. Like, if I actually acted the way I do in my, like, yelly videos, like, I would not. I would be in a mental institution.
Yeah.
There's a reason I'm not. It's because I don't act like that.
Right.
All the time. And, like, the way, like, I've had people where it's like, oh, like, trying to express concern or something, and I'm like, hey, like, we're good here. They're like, no, you're not.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Yeah. No, so you're not.
Like, I'm like, okay, I don't know what else to do to convince you here, but
yeah, it Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard because I think it is valuable in some ways to have someone maybe weigh in a little bit and be like, hey, girl, are you good? Because this isn't normal. I feel like that I do understand. And I would find it helpful, frankly, if I was totally blind to something and someone was like, hey, I didn't like the way that he talked to you about that. Then I could kind of be like, oh, okay, I kind of didn't like that either, but I thought I was being dramatic or whatever, you know? Like, I've had that before, yeah. Plenty of times.
Well, I'm okay with that from close personal friends who have my best interest in mind.
Yeah.
Direct messages that are to me directly.
Yeah.
Not someone trying to create content, get attention out of it. Saying, hey, like, FY, like, this feels kind of weird. Like, I don't know. Like, I haven't gotten that about, like, my current relationship. But, like, some if I were to get something like that from, like digitally where it's like, hey, this kind of thing was weird. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, this person talked to you in a way that I didn't like from an actual friend. Like, different story. Like,
yeah.
Someone being, like, trying to write the funniest TikTok comment and get all the likes or, like, get a bunch of followers and say, like, hee-hur, like,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Do you have my best interest in mind or do you want to get your, like, hero cape and, like,
yes.
You know, like, you're, yeah.
Yeah, I heard.
And, like, that's the thing, too, is, like, there's been stories, like, where it's, like, people get, like, the wrong identity or, like, they get the right identity and then, like, the wife is like, hey, this is a video of my husband cheating on me. Would you mind taking this down?
Yeah.
You have, like, yes, I appreciate you shining a light on something, but now you're making my
conversations
public. Like, now there's a bunch of attention on this that I otherwise would not have had. Like, and the person won't delete it because they want their views and their money. It's like, you're not about helping people. You're about you. You want your followers. You want your hero moment.
You want your drama moment. You want your tabloid moment. It's so skeezy.
And like, they'll try to be like, oh, I'm just trying to do bad men. It's like,
no, bitch, do the right thing for once. Supporting
woman, yeah, do the right thing.
Treat people how you would like to be treated. Imagine that happening to you.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be horrifying. Having any time. Honestly, even, dude, like, getting like a hey girly message where there's screenshots of my man fucking on me, fucking around on me behind my back. The humiliation knowing that that girl has screenshots that she's hopefully sent to me, probably showed to a lot of other people too. Mm-hmm. Like, that's horrible. I freak out.
Something women understand is like, there's like something that comes with being a woman is like, the feeling of embarrassment when something doesn't work out, whether that's you go and tell a friend about how excited you are about this guy just to have him ghost you.
Or
even the embarrassment that comes with breakup is you have like someone that comes out of the woodwork like, oh, will you ever find somebody or something? It's like, you're kind of an asshole doing that to a woman. Like, making, like, it's like, there is that social feeling, like, and I don't think men get this, but like, yeah, like,
yeah. Yeah. Totally. Totally. To be looked down upon by other women is just such a mortifying ordeal. It's so horrible.
You're the dummy who didn't see it. You're the last to know, which is like, if you have an ego like I do, my biggest like pet peeve or fear is being the last to know about something that's important to me. I hate that.
Yeah.
No, like if someone were to like do that to me, like any, like the feeling of being pissed off about being embarrassed would overshadow any sort of feeling of like, thank you for
relief.
Letting me.
No,
you are not my friend if you do that. If you do that, you like make a video, if you make some sort of video for entertainment, you are not my friend.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely not.
Like
no.
You, like, yeah, like no.
Horrifying.
I'll like ask this one like silly, okay, we got a little short question. Do you know what loyalty tests are?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll give
some background on what a loyalty test is. Someone says thoughts on them and what are your any personal experience and if so, what happened? So the background on loyalty tests, for anyone who doesn't know, these are kind of made popular on TikTok, basically like a sting operation to catch cheaters or test loyalty. Basically a person that's in a relationship of any level of seriousness or length commissions a third party to loyalty test their partner. Basically, a lot of times these are content creators who go and like use whatever they're doing for content. They approach that significant other romantically and just gauge their reaction. Are they loyal?
Mm-hmm.
This typically the person who commissions this loyalty tester gives the loyalty tester information that could, you know, maybe help them, like, which is where I think this starts to get weird. Like, The approach and styles vary. I've seen male, female versions of this. Mm-hmm. Like it's mostly the straights. I feel like the gays, like, you know, are less toxic than the straights.
Mm-hmm.
It can really vary. Also, something I have noticed is, like, while this is popular TikTok content, which is where the term was coined, I feel like a version of this has always existed. Like, there have always been people that are, like, you know, kind of putting, the, like, who have put their friends up to the task being, like, you know, what if you were to try to hit on him? What would
because
you do?
Because that's easier than making a new account.
And there's also, like I said, there's also people who just, couple people who just create a fictitious
third, a burner account.
They create a burner account, mm-hmm. and they just try to see what'll happen, or they do a fake phone number or something.
Yeah.
I've seen a few versions of this that are, I've seen it's a spectrum.
Okay.
I don't like them, but I want to hear your thoughts on them.
I feel some things. I don't know. I think if it's down to the wire and you are really suspicious of your man, and he, you know, you've had a few suspicions in the past and you feel like he might be messaging girls, or he's done it in the past and you want to see if he's still doing it, if he swears he's never going to do it again and you want to see if he's still doing it, yeah, fuck it.
I just
messaging, though. I wouldn't necessarily do the, like, walk up to him at a bar and get all over him. But
I think I'm thinking more of, like, the digital version, because that's the one that gets recorded on the internet. Like, I do think, like, for something like this to even work in the first place, it has to be a very specific type of guy that it's hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be, like, a very specific phase in a relationship for it to even work at all. And it's, like, kind of a crazy idea already. Like, I think when I've seen this pop up, like, it's just like, it's like Nigeria, like, some of them are Nigerian prince level bad, where it's like there are people that will come and, like, find a like, the person is a private profile, like, mm-hmm. they have a few followers because it's a private person, mm-hmm. and then they have this person, like, messaging me, like, hey baby, what's up, like,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, there's no good reason for this person to be messaging mm-hmm. someone, like, it's like, this is a too good to be true, that's weird, like, no one responds to this. Like, I feel like most sort of cheating situations come up because of, like, coworkers. It's like people that, like, you know, you build a relationship organically.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when I've seen it, like, work, quote unquote, it's someone who's not fully in a relationship yet, where they're like, I just want to, like, see if they're still talking to other people. And it's like, they employ someone, like, who has a public profile, who's, like, very active on Instagram and stuff already. Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's when these try to get applied to, like, everyday people that are, like, you know, a few, they follow their friends or something. It's just,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. I've seen, oh my God. It's like, so some of them, okay, I, like, made a little list.
Are we good on time?
Yeah. Okay. A version of, let me tell you about all the versions of these. Oh my God, I feel like I'm all over the place. So I would never do this, never, like, would. So, like, some of the ones that I have seen, some of them have, like, approached people with, like, the loyalty testers, and I'm talking about all the ones that are, like, on the internet, not necessarily, like, people that are doing these independently, not for content. There was one that I saw where it was a woman doing them for, like, straight men, basically sexual, like, putting people in fictional situations that, like, are straight up, like, sexual harassment. Like, one was, like, a guy who was, like, he worked at an auto dealership. Like, he was, like, a car salesman. So that's another thing they'll do. They'll do, like, they'll go with, like, people's, like, businesses. Like, they'll, like, kind of go under that ruse of, like, I'm interested in this. So, of course, people are going to fucking respond. Mm-hmm. If you're, like, I want to buy stuff from you and help you make money. And then, like, it's, like, oh, I heard, like, you sell trucks or something. And then she starts sending bikini pictures. And it's, like, that's sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, there's, like, I see ones like that. I see some that are, like, yeah, sexually explicit messages. I see some where it's, like, they'll give, like, insider information. Okay, some other ones I see, and I'll tell you why I'm, like, so triggered by these, like, things, because I have been, like, gotten, like, kind of on the receiving end of something similar. But, like, a lot of times, too, it's, like, the loyalty tester, like, I'm, like, awkwardly talking about these because, like, I don't know what to call these people, but, like, they'll claim that they caught a person cheating just because, like, a person responded.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will use, like, the ruse of, like, someone's business. Some of them will be straight up Nigerian prince, and people don't fall for that.
Yeah.
There are also people who, like, fake like, I don't want to say like emergencies, but like there's somewhere it's like, hey, I found your wallet. It says you live at like some such and such place. And then no one's not going to respond to that. Like if someone messages me saying they found my wallet and they know my name, like even though I have my wallet, I'm going to be like, the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, you know, this like insider information about me.
Uh-huh.
Same goes for like, oh, like I was trying to buy a truck and like, you know, I went saying I was buying a truck and they were like still talking to me even though I was like flirting with them. It's like, yeah, they think you're going to buy a truck.
If you're going to do this shit, like, if you're going to do this bullshit, you better hit them with a hey smiley face.
Yeah.
And not the emoji, the typed out smiley face. That is the only way to open this conversation. And if they respond to that, even, I mean, or if you said like, hey, cutie or something, because like even just hey, sometimes they're going to be like, I'm sorry, do I know you? Or like, are you confused, you know, to open this conversation? But I think hey, smiley face is the only way to do this. But to approach it from any other weird angle, like you're off on the wrong foot. This is not going to be evidence able to be used in court.
No, and like there was one that was like, and this like reminded me of like something from when I was like younger, but like there was one where it was like a woman's like, she's on her phone, like sees her like Instagram, there's like a request and it says like, hey, I found your wallet, like something about I found your wallet, like knows information about her, and she's like, that's weird, but like it's like, you know, what's going on, like what are, okay, like where can I get it? And then all of a sudden the guy starts sending sexual messages. She thinks like it's a weird spammer thing, blocks it. 2 days later, her boyfriend, whoever she's seeing, is like, you're not talking to other guys, right? And she's like, no. He's like, are you sure? Like, are you sure? Are you sure? And like, accuses her of like lying. And she's like, what the fuck? And he's like, you, like, a guy messaged you about a wallet and you like responded. And like, lo and behold, it was something, a guy trying to put up another guy to a loyalty test of her. Like, to her, it didn't even register.
If you're going to do this shit, you better be ready to shoot your relationship in the face. Because if it's some shit like that and they come to you and they're like, well, you responded to this message. And it's like, no, the fuck I didn't. But because you did that to me, because
I would never stay with someone who did this,
tested me with some sort of like punitive intent, because this is something about my obedience, girl, fuck you. Goodbye. No,
like, it was, and so it was like, yeah, like, you just, you a guy messaged, you didn't, like, fess up when a guy messaged you. It's like, that wouldn't even register to me as, like, a dude. It would be, like, a creepy person in the depths of the internet. But, like, that was, like, one where it was like, what the fuck, like, coming with ruses of like, oh, they, like, I have your wallet, or like,
there's
somewhere it's, like, a fake so number where it's, like, you know, you go out with your girls for a night, like you hear these stories where it's like, girl goes out with girls for a night, like tells her boyfriend, and then like a week later a text from a weird number like, hey, it's the guy you met from what, blah blah blah, and it's like a person, like all of a sudden the number knows a bunch of information about you and you're like, you're not doing it, confirm or do not, it's weird, like,
yeah,
who the fuck is this, blah blah blah. And then, oh my god, like, what is this, like, you're cheating, like, what do you mean, why are you responding? It's like, a person is messaging me and they know all these personal details about me. Why the fuck wouldn't I be like, who the fuck is this, this fucking psycho, and also not confirm or deny anything about who I am, or like,
yeah, totally,
anything. Totally
sketch. Ew, I hate that.
I don't know, I like dealt with in college a relationship with someone who did like the fake number thing.
Oh,
and like it was
no,
it was psychotic. I wasn't doing anything. It would be like going. It was like whatever app it was at the time that you could download.
Now I think they cost fake money.
It's, yeah, well, you can make a Google Voice number, like totally free. But like there was an app that you could do it at the time, and it would be like very weird. Like try to, and I wasn't doing anything weird. But it was like try to like trip me up kind of things, like everything meant something. Like, I don't even know, but I'm very triggered by loyalty tests. I would never do them. If you ever feel the need to, it's like your relationship is either rocky or it's not established and you don't really have a leg to stand on, or it is you need to go to a mental institution.
That's
my take.
Whew, crazy, diabolical shit. And that's, you can just tell that's you spinning out in your head, and then it comes out to being nothing. You were delusional this whole time, and now you just screwed yourself.
Okay. Sweet. Well,